The health and life insurance world is big and confusing. Everybody needs insurance, but it's hard to get it unless you got a guy. And that guy is Antonio Briseño. Antonio's an independent, licensed insurance agent. He's contracted with Health Markets Insurance Agency, and the information he's going to give you is general in nature. It is educational. It is not legal advice. And now, here he is on KRDO News Radio. It's the agent, the guy who gets it done, Antonio Briseño.
How many times do I need to say it? The insurance system makes all of us crazy. That's why we've got the agent. Here's Antonio Briseño. He's the guy who gets things done. He's been in the insurance world for nearly two decades. He's seen that business change from the inside out, and he's seen the entire system change. It doesn't get better. It gets more chaotic. It's just not a do-it-yourself thing anymore. You've got to have an agent, the agent, to handle this stuff for you. He loves what he does, and that's why he does what he does. He loves it. So take my advice. Give Antonio a listen. He's likely to save you a whole bunch of money, tons of brain damage. Can't say that for everybody, but you know what? If you don't try, you just won't know. Well, good morning, Mr. Briseño.
Good morning, Ted. How you doing?
Oh, man, that's a beautiful Saturday morning, right? Any day that ends in Y?
It's pretty good.
You have had yet another busy week, and I was really marveling at the fact that when we saw each other earlier this week on Wednesday, you said you had been in your office only until 8 p.m. on Wednesday night.
Yes, it was pretty amazing. It was actually my assistant Sarah and I, we were in the office until 8 o'clock, and it was actually went pretty smoothly. We did have a couple hiccups with some challenges with the website and different things going on, but overall, we were able to get ticket numbers for the clients that had technical issues, which was great, and everybody's doing good. And so, real positive thing is that, you know, we have some new things coming up, and, you know, if you did have those technical problems, you know, give us a call. We still might be able to do something.
Yeah, and you've mentioned this before. If we can get in at the right time or as soon as possible, you get that support ticket. It's kind of like your placeholder in line.
Yes.
It saves you from missing a deadline a lot of times.
Yeah, if you've had those problems and it just wasn't able to be worked out before, then it gives you a little extra time to get things done.
Which we love, and it speaks to your dedication. Thanks for all you do. So here's the theme for today's show. We're talking to business owners about group. We're talking to you, business owner or not, about whether you have hope. You should. We're going to tell you why. In the second segment coming up, we're going to talk about Galaxy Fest. That is kind of, Antonio, that's the agent's sort of outlet.
Yeah, well, it's more of, it actually started more of is the kids. You know, the kids, you know, started with Trace. You know, he loved dressing up. He loved costumes. And, you know, it was kind of funny. Trace would come home and, you know, from school or preschool, and he'd go in his room and he'd put on a costume, and then 5 minutes later, he could be wearing something completely different.
That is a young man whose imagination is easily sparked, and it's a wonderful thing to see that creative streak come out of small people.
Oh, it's amazing. You know, we were getting Trace involved when, I guess, he must have been 7 or 8, and we were doing movie camps, and one of my favorite things is seeing this little kid on stage with all the adults and doing trivial questions and winning.
Oh my gosh. Yes, their minds are like little steel traps. We're going to get a lot more into Galaxy Fest. We're just going to have a little fun in the second segment today. We've got a very special guest here, a great friend to the community, the wonderful Linda Sink. I can't wait for all of you to meet her. So on to the business of this business that we love to do every Saturday here at 11:30 on KRDO. Hope. Have you got hope?
Yeah. So, you know, I think the biggest thing is going to be those tickets we're talking about or the technical problems. You know, that's one of the biggest things. If you've had one of those, then give us a call. If you're not sure what to do, if you're not getting the help you need. But then also, there's other things that people don't think of. You know, let's say you did miss it. And that's sad. You miss the deadline and you're thinking, I just got to go with nothing. That's not true. You know, we can do short-term plans. And short-term plans now, because of the new laws, they can go for the rest of the year. So we can put you in two short-term plans for the year and get you ready for the next open enrollment. There's also MediShares, the Christian ministry plans. If that fits you, it doesn't fit everyone. So if it does fit you, and we're going to ask you the questions, and we're going to tell you all about it, and we're going to tell you the pros and cons, so you're quite aware. So we're not getting you into something that you're like, oh, I didn't really want that. So those are available as well. And then also what we always are saying, if you're a business, you got to look at group again, because you might be paying more for your individual plan if you have a business than if you had group insurance. Not going to guarantee that, but there's a possibility. We've had several clients that they were able to get better coverage at a better price by doing group. So it's really one of our big emphasis this year is really looking at the group insurance as well, because you would be surprised at what you can get and how much money you can save. There's some great policies out there.
Yeah, you know, you own a business and somebody comes into your world and can get you good, or if not better, insurance cover than you already have and save you money. That to me is a godsend. That makes my business go better. It increases my profits and it does things for my bottom line.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I mean, we have a couple we're working on right now. We have a dental office and we have a window company. We will mention who these companies are later. And we were looking at, so the window company, the office manager, general manager, has actually been a client of mine for a couple years now. And new position, making more money. What does that mean? Well, in my world, it means you might be losing those subsidies. You know, you're losing that money the government was giving you to lower the cost of your insurance. And now she's paying a ton more for that individual coverage. And is she getting the Cadillac plan? No. That's just the basic plan. So high deductibles, high max out-of-pockets. So I sat down with her and the owner of the business, and we looked at numbers and what the business owner is able to contribute. It's night and day. I think we were looking at maybe close to $500 a month with her with this plan without any additional plans, no dental, no vision, no supplemental plans, just the basic plan that's going to be $8,000 max out of pocket if she went to the hospital. And we're going to get her plan for, I think, about $170 with the employer coverage.
Wow. We often talk about your ability to save people thousands of dollars a year, businesses in particular, and in a group insurance policy. So you got to give a look here. So here's a number for you to call. Antonio is answering his phone today. Reach him at 203-6424. That's 203-6424. Give him a ring. Get that visit with him scheduled. The consultation is free. You never pay a dime for Antonio's services. That's the other thing. So business owners, don't miss this opportunity to at least get a second look at how you're covering yourselves and your employees. Group may just be the silver bullet for you.
It's been for many clients. I mean, there's one that we did last year, I think the beginning of the year, and they were paying about $1,700 a month for a family of three.
Wow.
Once again, a basic plan. They have, I think, 9 or 10 employees. We insured 6 people. And the employer's portion of that total group plan was the same amount as what they were paying for individual coverage. So not only were they able to insure themselves better, but insure 3 or 4 of their employees as well. And they still only paid the same amount that they were paying when they had that crappy individual plan.
Wow. See, you've made me say wow 3 times today. You do that very often, Antonio, these stories that you tell. And, you know, it's just a matter of you as a business owner being willing to sit with Antonio and share some information.
And, you know, I don't want to give myself all the credit, because it's really just knowing what to do. And these are no miracles. There's no, you know, this is just understanding the plans, understanding how the plans work. And so, you know, there's no magic. It's just looking at stuff, and that's what we do. We're going to go ahead and investigate. We're going to analyze. We're going to check out your business, and we're going to find multiple ways to save money. I mean, one of the bigger things that we've actually been noticing a lot now today is, you know, you small businesses. One of the biggest fears that I see with small businesses today is losing great employees to bigger companies. You know, those bigger companies come in, they have tons of money, tons of resources, they're able to do amazing benefits, and now one of your amazing employees are looking at going, well, you're not offering me this, and you're not offering me this, and I can go there, I'm not going to make as much money, but look at this benefit package I'm going to get. And the misnomer is that small businesses can't do the same thing. It's not true. I can show you ways to provide the same benefits or similar as those big companies and keep those employees and save tons of money, because the research shows, I mean, if you have an executive or an office manager or a general manager, that can cost you over $100,000 replacing that person.
Yeah, it is not fun to have to replace somebody who is one of your pillar employees or one of the company owners. And in bigger companies, that number goes up to $250,000 on average very, very quickly. You'll hear that from firms that handle employee payroll and benefits and things like that. And that's a real number. The number that you just gave is a real number.
Yeah.
$100,000 can cripple a mom-and-pop business with a handful of employees.
Oh, easily.
You can't afford that.
I mean, and it's crazy, you know, to think about that. There are key people in businesses that they leave or, you know, they pass away. That business, if they don't get someone in immediately or if the owners aren't able to do the same thing, you know, that could die.
Well, and in business, you got to live and die by the hit by a truck theory.
Yep.
We use that phrase around here quite a bit. It's a thing.
It's a
real thing. I remember a couple shows ago we spent talking about what happens if you're driving down I-25 and something unexpected happens to you. And in that context, we were talking about individual coverage. But you know what? The same dynamic applies no matter what. If somebody, you got to plan for somebody being hit by a truck.
You do. And, you know, and I love our city, but we got a lot of accidents.
We are a busy place.
Yeah. We got a ton of accidents. I'm taking my daughter to school, and it's not even a really busy intersection. But, of course, two cars crashed right there in the middle of the intersection, fire trucks, everything there. I'm saying, Emma, idiot drivers. Inconsiderate.
And we hope nobody got hurt.
Yeah. We're hoping they didn't get hurt, but, you know, they're inconsiderate and, you know, they're thinking only of themselves. And, you know, it's like, hey, slow down.
Okay. So the takeaways, there is hope. You call the agent. If you need to understand term insurance and MediShare, Christian-based insurance sharing services, if you want to talk about Medicare, if a business owner and you've got employees and you need group information, you call the agent. 203-6424. That's 203-6424. Antonio is answering your calls today. If you don't get him right away, just leave a voicemail. He'll call you right back. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to take a little break from business and have a little fun. It's time for a break. You're listening to Antonio Briseño, the agent, on KRDO News Radio. Listen live online at KRDO.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Bill Engvall, and I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, a national organization helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. Mike, the news reports keep saying that the rates might actually be going down.
The cost of many Medicare plans are decreasing this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans, plans that can eliminate your out-of-pocket costs, plans with $0 premium, and even plans that pay you back.
All right, Mike, with the enrollment deadline for Medicare coming soon, what should people keep in mind?
With so many new options, it can be confusing. You can get objective help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more, with lower copays, more choices like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Don't miss out on savings you deserve. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, folks, your Medicare is just too important to put off. So call Health Markets today and find out how much you could be saving.
Welcome back. I'm Ted Robertson, co-hosting for Mr. Antonio Briseño, the agent. love to say he's the guy who gets things done. We're just going to have a little fun this segment for those of you who love the fantasy of different characters and maybe even some cosplay and dressing up and or just taking the family out for a great time. We're talking about Galaxy Fest. I'm going to introduce you to the wonderful Linda Sink. Linda, welcome to the show today.
Good morning, Ted. Good to see you again.
It's been a while.
Yes, it has.
And you're still taller than me.
I'm always taller than everybody. That's my job.
Which I love. And you are also one of your favorite characters. We can spot you around town in Wonder Woman.
That's correct. Costume. She's my favorite superhero.
I can see why. You have a lot in common.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
So Galaxy Fest 2019 is coming up. Some different things happening this year.
Yes.
The event is starts on Friday, February 1st. It goes the 2nd and the 3rd. And so let's kind of roll through that. Linda, why don't we start by talking about you first? You've been around the community doing a lot of things for a long time. I described you as a friend of the community, particularly the business community. And
right.
Certainly that includes all of their families, too, which speaks to Galaxy Fest and the versatility of what this event is and who it's for. So
Right. Tell
us about Linda.
So I've been in the business community for several years. I mean, with the different chambers around town and doing a whole lot of networking for different businesses, but rolled into Galaxy Fest 4 or 5 years ago and kind of blended the two, was able to create some synergy, and then found Wonder Woman to kind of bridge the gap on family, business, culture, and where we're going with everything. So I enjoy business networking. I'm currently having a great time with the Women's Chamber and the Black Business Network and having a lot of fun. So we're introducing them to cosplay and to the Galaxy Fest community. So it'll be fun to see what happens on Friday.
We're going to take some people out of their starched white collars.
We sure are.
And we're going to put them in Batman costumes and Iron Man and
all kinds of fun. Yeah,
gotcha.
They can pick their poison. They can pick whatever they want to do. But we're gonna pull them out of that geek closet and see what we can come up with.
Now, wait a minute. I thought Galaxy Fest was geeks.
It is a whole lot of geeks. And you'll find them everywhere and anywhere, not necessarily in superhero clothes every day. However, you know, you'll find them at Agilent and Lockheed Martin at the Space Foundation everywhere. You know, there's a little geek in everybody, whether you want to admit it or not.
Well, there are things I geek out over.
Come on, Ted. What's your thing?
Yeah, what's my geeking thing? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So don't be afraid of geeking. Don't be afraid of encouraging your kids to geek a little bit, because geek equals creative,
right.
And that leads back to Galaxy Fest. So
let's
talk about exactly what Galaxy Fest is.
Perfect. So Galaxy Fest is 3 days of fun. It's a 3-day, 24-hour pop culture convention at the Antlers Wyndham downtown. So Friday, do you want me to roll into everything? I mean, I can talk for hours and hours. You point me in the right direction.
Well, since we have hours and hours, go ahead. But I'm going to stop you in about
five minutes. Okay. So Friday really kicks off with the Women's Chamber Foundation. They're hosting a networking mixer. It's called the Interstellar Networking Mixer. It starts at 4 o'clock, goes to about 6:30. And that will roll right into opening ceremonies, which opens at 6. Opening ceremonies is free. It's absolutely free for everybody and anybody. It's kind of like the taste of Galaxy Fest. We'll tell you who's coming, what we're doing, all the programming that's happening. And then right after opening ceremonies, you can go do your sneak peek in the dealer room or the vendor room and find out what's for sale during the weekend. And then right after that, we have a rock concert with a Japanese band coming into town. It's amazing. Friday is going to be a whole lot of fun. So come out for that. And then Saturday starts off 9 o'clock. The doors open. The dealer room opens at 10. The dealer room is our vendor room. And then we've got panels from all of our celebrities. We've got Noah Hathaway from known as Atreyu from The NeverEnding Story.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's a lot of fun. You should see everybody's face light up when I talk about The NeverEnding Story.
Gosh, I want to meet him.
It's a classic. He's a great guy.
I loved him. He was a great hero.
Yeah, and he's got some great stories. You'll get to hear the story about how he fell off the horse and, you know, what's happened since then. So that'll be fun. Tracy Lee Coco, she's coming back. She was Star Trek, so she will be joining us at the networking mixer as well.
Which character in Star Trek and which
many,
version?
Many, many, many different
okay.
characters.
Okay.
She's behind the scenes on a lot.
Okay.
So again, at the panel, you'll find out more.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Sainty Nelson. She is a voice actress on Boss Baby. I think that's one of the most popular ones. And we got a couple other people as well. I mean, I don't want to give it all away. You got to come to opening ceremonies to find it all.
All right, so, and that's at 6 p.m. Friday, February 1 at the Antlers?
Correct.
Okay.
That'll be opening
right
ceremonies.
Right downtown. And it's free and
free.
Open to everybody. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, if you want to explore a little bit, you want to get down there, you'll get to see Linda. You'll get to meet Antonio. You get to meet a lot of other families that are there,
right,
and just kind of sticking your toe in the water, and who knows? I'm betting that that will lead you to want to come back the other 2 days of the weekend.
That's right. So Saturday, come out and visit. I believe we will be here at the Antlers with Antonio and doing a live broadcast.
Yes, we are taking the agent on the road.
That's awesome.
And we're going to broadcast live from 11:30 to noon at our regular time.
Perfect.
But we will be right in the main room in the thick of things and bringing some really fun characters onto the program that day. And again, that's our departure from business. That's us taking a break and having a little
awesome.
Fun.
And I bet Trace will be there as well.
Oh, Trace will definitely be there.
That's awesome. So to finish off Saturday, we've got the costume contest, which is our annual event. You'll see the best of the best in Colorado Springs. A lot of people make their costumes from their shoes to the accessories to everything. And then Saturday night, we'll roll into the After Dark program. Sunday is our most popular for families. Kids 12 and under get in for free. We put mermaids in the swimming pool. We've got superheroes running up and down the hall. We've got kids bingo. We've got a children's museum. We have a full-blown arcade this year. We've got pinball machines and all kinds of stuff. So if you want to come out and have a good time and maybe not break the budget, kids 12 and under for free. I mean, one paid adult. I don't want to babysit all of the kids, but bring one adult with your kids. Have a good time on Sunday. We will do closing ceremonies at 4, just in time for the big game.
Yes, that's going to be Sunday where you're going to be screening the big game.
Correct.
At Galaxy Fest.
Somewhere in the hotel. We don't know where, but come and join us. Have a good time.
And you'll find out. You get all the details.
Yes, correct.
Okay. So, recapping then, Galaxy Fest is at the Antlers, downtown Colorado Springs, and it starts February 1st, and then it goes through the 2nd and the 3rd.
Right.
There'll be panel discussions with people whose voices and faces may be familiar to you.
Right.
Some may not. You get to meet Atreyu from The Never-Ending Story.
I'm looking forward
and, man,
to it.
I think, I know that movie still plays on satellite.
It does. It's a classic.
Yeah.
It's right up there with The Princess Bride and some of the other ones.
Yes.
I mean, it's a great show.
Absolutely. And who doesn't remember Princess Bride lines?
I don't know. So we've got our Facebook page. We have a Twitter. We have a LinkedIn. We have a website. We've got all of that stuff online. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, get your tickets. We've limited our all-access pass this year. There's only a handful of all-access. That will get you truly all-access. You can hobnob with the celebrities in the green room. You'll have access to our VIP party Friday evening after opening ceremonies. Lunch, dinner, they're catered by Texas Roadhouse. So we'll feed you. You'll have a good time. Get a hotel room. Stay at the Antlers and just kill it. I mean, there's no reason not to have a good time.
Let your hair down.
Sure, if you have any, Antonio.
Yeah, that'll be hard. So I guess we can have Emma can let her hair down, and Shauna could let her hair down, and the girls at the office could, but it's going to be difficult for me.
Emma and Shauna, your daughters?
Yes.
Okay.
No, Shauna's my wife.
Oh, I'm
Emma's
sorry.
My daughter.
Okay. I complimented all of them. So tell your wife I think she's very young. So Emma, Shauna, Trace, the agent, Mr. Antonio Bersani will be there. Linda Sink will be head to toe Wonder Woman. And gosh, how many years has this thing been going on, you guys?
So this will be the 8th year. Galaxy Fest was founded 2011-12 with Diane and David Wax. Diane is still around having a great time. She will be our dealer room director is what we're going to call her. She's going to run around with a microphone, as introverted as she is. So she's the face of the organization. She's the face of the convention. Brian and I will be running around with our heads cut off, making sure that you guys are having a great time. We want to see you smiling, engaging, playing, running up and down the stairs, buying whatever you want to buy, and winning stuff at bingo and all of the other games that we're having. So it's a full-blown experience. Oh, and I forgot to mention, the Colorado movie cars will be here. So we've got the Wonder Woman car, the Batmobile, Ghostbusters car. I don't even know how many will be there. Nissan is one of our title sponsors. We've got a full VR booth. So if you haven't played with those virtual reality goggles on your face, the Huntington Learning Center is bringing out their goggles. You can get in there and play several different virtual reality games. And it's a really cool thing what they're doing. So we've got a stage, the main stage in the main room, but we also have a second stage in the dealer room. So that way when you're walking around, you can hear what's going on in the main stage. You can find out what's happening in the hallway. We want to keep everybody interconnected to make sure you're having a full experience.
Okay, so let's give web address, ticket purchasing information, Now let's offer some ticket pricing if you don't mind, and let's also give Facebook. Everybody loves Facebook, and you can, if you like and follow the Galaxy Fest page, the information will come straight to you.
Right.
Web address, Linda?
So it's just galaxyfest.com.
Nice.
It's as easy. That Galaxy easy. Fest is one word. Fest stands for a festival, so galaxyfest.com. In the top bar, you'll see ticket information, vendor information, hotel information. All of the information is there. Click on the ticket link. It will take you to a Saturday pass, a Sunday pass, a weekend pass, an all-access pass, which is what I highly recommend quickly. They run about $200. Mm-hmm. But again, you're going to get the full suite of things. If you only can come on Saturday or Sunday, you're looking anywhere between $20 to $25 a piece. Mm-hmm. Get the weekend pass for the full-blown thing. We discounted all of our tickets this year. We went to the lowest possible rate that we could. We went to the military rate. Everybody asked for a discount.
Yeah.
Student discount, military discounts, senior discount. We gave everybody the military discount this year. So there's no reason not to come. Facebook, Galaxy Fest, just type in Galaxy Fest.
So Facebook.com/Galaxy Fest.
Yep.
And yeah, or get there and search Galaxy Fest.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Like the page, and the information will come to you in your Facebook news feed.
Right. Don't forget to bring the kids on Sunday in full costume. The princesses will be there singing, dancing, and playing. We have a kids costume contest, and we've set aside 60 swag bags for all of the kids. They're going to get a full bag of toys, things, playing from all of our sponsors. We do it every single year. So those bags are stuffed full of stuff. And it doesn't have to be fancy. I mean, just bring the kids and have a good time. Get them on the main stage. We take pictures. They play. And then you get to see their infamous faces on Facebook and our website. So we do. We really have a good time.
GalaxyFest.com, Facebook.com/GalaxyFest. Remember, February 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, Friday night is free starting at 6 o'clock. That's when you stick your toe in the Galaxy Fest waters. You'll be able to buy tickets on-site or online.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then, you know, if you are business related, you want to do some business networking, come to the 4 o'clock networking mixer with the Women's Chamber Foundation and the Chamber. Most of their board members will be there as well. You can talk to them. And it's not a dress-up thing. You don't have to dress up for this. Come in your casual clothes and just meet some people. If you want to dress up, that's okay too.
And you are living proof that business can be fun.
That's right. You can Linda, do both. You can do both.
Linda Sink, one of two owners and organizers of Galaxy Fest, along with Brian Swanson. Thank you guys for all your hard work. Antonio, step up and let's wrap up here. Next week, we're going to talk a little bit more about group insurance and a little bit more about Medicare. There's a new Medicare open enrollment window opening. And we look forward to seeing you back here. The agent, Mr. Antonio Bresenio, 203-6424. He's answering the phone today, 203-6424. If you have questions or comments, you want to set an appointment because you need insurance, call 203-6424. He will personally answer your call. And if you get his voicemail, leave a message. He'll personally call you back. It's all about personally. Thank you for listening. That's it for this edition of The Agent with Antonio Bresenio, the guy, your guy, who gets things done. Join him Saturday mornings right here at 1130 KRDO News Radio. Listen live at KRDO.com. On demand anytime at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.
You've been listening to Antonio Bresenio, The Agent. If you don't got a guy who gets it done, you got one now. The Agent has everything you need to know and the place you need to go to get health and life insurance. Saturday mornings, 1130, only on KRDO News Radio.